Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose to read today's book, Thick, and Other Essays by Tressie McMillan Cottom, because of its inclusion on the American Library Association Notable Books list. Here is how the back page blurb describes this book. A striking and daring collection described by best-selling author Roxane Gay as transgressive, provocative, and brilliant. Thick is igniting a bolder conversation on politics and pop culture alike through the lens of modern Black feminism. The current New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction is full of books about race and racism. People are seeking out reading in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. This book isn't on that bestseller list, but it ought to be. These 224 pages, plus notes, and 8 essays lay out some of the biggest issues of Black feminism in a way that combines McMillan Cottom's personal experience with data and her expertise in sociology. It's a finalist for a National Book Award. The thick of the title can be defined a couple of ways. Early in the book, McMillan Cottom describes an encounter she has with a man at a bar. She writes, "I sat alone at the bar waiting for friends as a man sidled up next to me. He talked, I mostly demurred and waited on my croaker plate, fried hard. Just before he asked me for my phone number, he said, 'Your hair thick, your nose thick, your lips thick, all of you just thick.'" Thick also has a meaning in sociology. The term thick description is defined as intensive, small-scale, dense descriptions of social life from observations through which broader cultural and interpretations and generalizations can be made. Here is how McMillan Cottom refers to sociology and thick description. Sociology comes as close to the core of where my essays start as anything else I have explored. Drawing on what ethnographers have called thick description, I finally found a label as complex as my way of thinking. I take very seriously the idea of social locations. We are people with free will, circumscribed to different degrees by histories that shape who we are allowed to become. I am, by most measures, pretty smart. My grandmother was smarter. She was the do the times crossword in pen smart. She was teach yourself liberal arts with a library card smart. And then McMillan Cottom goes on, "In every essay in this collection, there is a wealth of theory and data, some academic and some lived, some primary and some secondary, informing every detail of my argument. And these are arguments in the philosophical sense. They are written to persuade, to change, to affect. That is why who I am matters all the more and not less." McMillan Cottom draws a distinction between her essays in this book and the usual kind of personal essay. I happen to love personal essays, and clearly McMillan Cottom sees these as much more than personal essays, and they are. So I found myself at first reading these essays too quickly and shallowly. At first, I read them as personal essays and had to remind myself to slow down and experience them more fully. I found them so engaging and readable that sometimes I skipped right over her elegant setup of context and argument. The author has a sharp and vibrant presence on social media and shares a podcast with fellow writer and commentator Roxane Gay. I learned a lot from this book. I'm suggesting this title to people because I learned a lot and, frankly, I squirmed a lot. McMillan Cottom explores how class and skin color form a potent combination, with white Americans dependent on a social structure that keeps them at the top by keeping others, Black Americans, at the bottom. In her exploration of Barack Obama, she points to the many ways that his biracial background highlights these issues. She introduces this exploration in her story of attending a gathering in 2007 in support of candidate Obama in the neighborhood of Myers Park in Charlotte, North Carolina. She notes that this area had tight racial covenants for years and that its public schools function sort of like private schools. They're good and they're well-funded, and they perpetuate the affluence of the white people who live there. In her essay on Black people as consumers, McMillan Cottom reflects on a cape and pair of boots that her mother bought. Here is what she writes. I do not know how much my mother spent on her camel-colored cape or knee-high boots, but I know that whatever she paid was returned in hard-to-measure dividends. How do you put a price on the double take of a clerk at the welfare office who decides you might not be like those other trifling women in the waiting room and provides an extra bit of information about completing a form that you would not have known to ask about? What is the retail value of a school principal who defers a bit more to your child because your mother's presentation of self signals that she might unleash the bureaucratic savvy of middle-class parents to advocate for her child? I don't know the price of these critical engagements with organizations and gatekeepers relative to our poverty when I was growing up, but I am living proof of its investment yield. Other topics she explores include expectations of beauty, how Black girls are particularly at risk sexually, what it's like to be a Black woman in academia, and why Black women receive poor medical treatment, which includes her own story of the tragic loss of a baby. I often mark excerpts as I read books, things that strike me somehow or seemed pithy. What I found with this book is while there are plenty of excerpts that give a sense for Macmillan Cottom's engaging writing, what can't be seen in them is the way she structures the whole essay to cycle through an idea or story several times, at the end arriving in a whole new place. In an interview, Macmillan Cottom reflected on response to this book. She said, "I've also been stunned and overwhelmed by the reception that the book has gotten in so many intersectional and interdisciplinary conversations. One medical school professor emailed me and said that a lot of the text had the ability to develop the capacity for empathy in their students, unlike anything else they had assigned recently, and that's just overwhelming to consider, and certainly all that a writer and thinker can hope to do." Throughout Thick, she notes how she doesn't fit into expected categories. In part, this may explain why this book about American Black feminism has been embraced by so many different disciplines and people. It may also explain why she is so adept at asking questions about what she sees and making connections that others don't. The footnotes at the end of the book hearken to her academic credentials, and many of them are little essays on their own. But readers shouldn't expect an academic tone here. Macmillan Cottom swears, uses slang, and reproduces lively and sometimes drop-dead profound conversations. The mix of her popular culture expertise and personal experience, combined with the rigor of academic discipline, added to her ample skill in writing for a non-academic audience, that soupy mix has brought forth a book that entertains and engages, even as it educates, pokes, and prods. The book is Thick and Other Essays by Tressie Macmillan Cottom, published by the New Press in 2019. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.